BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I've had a backstage tour at a gig with an international pop star's mum showing me around. That happened at the weekend. Also, we take apart, piece by piece, my appearance on All Star Family Fortunes at the weekend. We're inviting a listener to play Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. And because of Access All Areas, today on Radio 1's all about Greg. So he takes part in a special Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Hope your weekend was good. Mine was eventful.
You've had an epic weekend, thinking about it.
Do you know what? It's one of those weekends where you just go, that was really good.
You're living the dream, man.
I actually am. See me on telly last night.
I saw you on telly, of course I did. I wasn't sure if you were going to bring it up.
I think there's something we should probably talk about in more detail at 1:45.
100%.
I did see your tweets after Family Fortunes, my episode, went out last night. Do remember that I can turn your microphone off at any time, so just...
But if you are going...
See, it's that easy, and then you can't hear anything. Yeah, go on.
But if you are going to talk about Family Fortunes, you're going to be completely honest.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to play some of the highlights.
My ex-flatmate was in a French maid's outfit at one point. Did you see that?
I did.
On the VT.
I found the whole thing very weird.
I know. Very strange. And also, I went to Taylor Swift, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Met
Swiftie.
Great show. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, she was really nice. Great
show.
Was
she as boring as I thought she might be in
real
life?
No, she's really good. Also, I wouldn't say that because she's currently doing 5 sold-out nights at the O2, and she does tell me that she listens to Radio 1 quite
a
lot. Yeah.
No, but wasn't my thoughts. Those were yours.
No, those are your thoughts, though. You said that. But I completely bottled asking her to follow me on Twitter because you know that I'm the only Radio 1 DJ, daytime Radio 1 DJ, that she doesn't follow. I did have a chat with her. But it was one of those, so, how are you, chats.
But you did hint. I did see you put the picture up and it was like an at Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely ignored so far, but lovely. We need to talk about her mum, though. There's a lot going on today. We've got a backstage one with her mum. Tour.
Is that one?
That is one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. You know, it's all about Greg James today on Access All Areas. We're each having a day. My day's tomorrow. So I'm
excited.
On Call or Delete tomorrow with Grimmy. Yeah, I am excited, actually. It's great, isn't it, having a day all for you?
It's right up your street.
Yeah, as the listeners get to go know us a lot more on Access All Areas. So it's Greg's day today to celebrate. I know, Chris, you've been getting busy planning some things for Greg.
Yes.
Without him knowing. And also, Greg is going to be on a special Real or No Real, which is all about him, today at 3:40. Access All Areas, getting to know the Radio 1 DJs better.
Should the Radio 1 DJs be worried about the Real or No Real?
Well, the thing is, he's actually going to be here today and he's going to read out the Real or No Real questions.
About himself.
About himself. So no Chris Smith this week off the news. Greg's going to read them out. I'll have to read them out tomorrow. But the thing is, they're in envelopes. So you don't actually know what you've got to read out until you've just opened the envelope.
This could be great.
You have to just read it and say what you see. So you will not see what the Real or No Reels are before, which is potentially dangerous. But I've been told that you can't pass. You can't say, no, I'm not reading that out. You've just got to read it. So that's something to listen to, I think. 3:40 this afternoon with Greg.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something's just happened on the Radio 1 website, which is quite cool, actually. Are you looking at it now?
Yeah, your mugshot. What appears to look like a mugshot has arrived on the Radio 1 homepage.
So if you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, it does look like I've just been arrested. It's a kind of police mugshot.
Why are you smouldering like that? Like, it's very, yeah.
Also, I'm quite tanned on that.
But look how serious you are.
Yeah.
Do you like the picture?
No.
Okay.
But it gets better. So during Access All Areas, which is all this month, we're going to do some kind of fun, slightly geeky, but cool techie stuff to get you a little bit closer to us. So if you head to the Radio 1 website, when any of us are on, either Nick or Fern or me or Greg, you will see, if you look on the right-hand side where that mugshot is, you'll see like a strange little symbol on my picture. It's on my right shoulder. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Now, if you scan that symbol using your phone, you can make me come to life. It's pretty cool.
Just doing it now.
I'm alive. Are you doing it?
This is cool, actually.
Isn't it cool?
How does that...
I'm having a chat with you.
Yeah, that's weird. So you sort of spring out of the TV screen.
So when you click on that little thing, okay, so scan the symbol using your phone, and I come to life, and I have a little chat with you. Then I ask you to... It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm distracted.
Yeah.
Then I ask you to maybe go through some more options and click on some more stuff to get us to know... to get you to know us even better on Access All Areas Month. You can even have a selfie taken with me.
That's great. He's actually really cool.
I know. Yeah, give it a go, right? If you have your phone with you at the moment, go to the Radio 1 website and just scan the symbol using your phone. It's on my right shoulder, and you will see me actually come to life. And then do what I say, follow the instructions. It's quite good. The selfie bit is kind of weird.
It's quite weird because it's like a mini you sort of pops out of
just
the...
just popping up.
Yeah.
Go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. There's loads of cool stuff as well, which I will direct you to if you click on my right shoulder. It's a bit like, you know those, you know the ladies at the airport that they have now? Have you seen those?
No.
Right, it looks like these, where there's like a plastic kind of shape, and then they make that happen. It's like a woman going...
What are you on about, ladies at the airport?
Right, okay, so it's a fake... imagine a plastic shape. Yeah. As you're going through security, the same thing happens where a lady goes, hello, what? But it's not real, she's not real, she's on the screen.
Right, okay.
Hello, please only take 100 mils or less in your baggage.
Right.
Have you not seen them at the airport? It's and kind of weird.
Similar to this.
It's very, very similar. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Make me come to life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so let's talk about last night's television on ITV1.
I'm surprised how open you are being about this. I expected to come in today and you say, right, we're not talking about it. I was going to have issues surrounding talking about it.
Okay, so if you didn't see this last night, if you don't know what it is, I'm talking about my episode of All Star Family Fortunes, which was on last night.
So it was you, and you were up against the family of the...
The swinger from Benidorm.
Yes, yeah. Basically.
Janine Drvitsky and her family, who are like, well posh, but really nice.
And you wheeled out the A-team, of course.
Did you see their house? The A-team being, what, my dad?
Your dad?
Yeah. Also, my wife's brother. That's not right. I always get these wrong.
No. No, again. You've done this before. It's
my
brother's
wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, stepmom and former best friend. Former flatmate, still best friend, Fraser.
Who was at his comedy best last night?
I know. Like,
always on show.
He loves it a bit too much, doesn't he? I'm going to do a joke. Car. I've won a holiday. He got a holiday to Croatia.
He's the real winner.
He really is. He's the real winner in this. Imagine how nervous I'm feeling now. I'm behind those big screens waiting to go down them stairs. Oh.
He smells as good as he looks.
Not true. Not true.
It's Vernon Kay.
Imagine how stressed Pete Mills is by now.
Oh,
so
Pete
stressed.
Mills wasn't sure about the whole event. You managed to persuade him to go, though.
Yeah, I did. And it did look like we got lowered in at the start of the show.
Yes.
Just some awkward walking downstairs with me with a bird on each arm.
But it looks like, for those kind of, those evening game shows that you usually go down with, and this is nothing against your family, but like a couple of stunners. It was kind of weird. It looked like it was kind of odd seeing you propped up like that. Do you know what I mean?
I was propping them up.
No, because you were in the middle, and as you walked down, it just, I don't know, something didn't look quite right.
We hadn't rehearsed it. They don't tell you how to walk down the stairs.
It looked like they were almost sort of carrying you down.
It did a bit. I was helping them down, but it didn't look like that. I get you.
And then it came to you introducing your lovely family.
No, Scott, where have you brought your family from?
All the way from Southampton.
You have to do like, yes, Vernon, all the way from Southampton.
All right, nice. Yeah. Please, Scott, introduce me to your family.
Okay, first of all, this is Pete Mills, my dad.
Oh, Pete Mills.
Hi, Vernon.
A pleasure to meet
you, Vernon. Thank you.
And this is my stepmom, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Vernon.
Followed by my best mate, Fraser.
Oh, heard a lot about you, Fraser.
Yeah.
Hello, Vernon.
Mostly on the radio.
Yes.
And then it's my sister-in-law, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Vernon.
Got through that fine, I think. And then, I mean, the first bit up until the ad break, we were absolutely storming it.
Name something you might see in the jungle. Scott.
Monkeys.
Monkeys, of course. Let's have a look. The survey says...
Yes, monkeys is on the board.
Most popular answer.
It wasn't just on the board, though. It was right at the top.
Yeah.
Which meant that you then got this round.
This now has given me a full sense of confidence. Because it's, but then it starts to go really wrong. Mm. Now, if you can imagine last night, because it wasn't live, recorded, I was sat there on my sofa with an actual blanket over my head and occasionally popped out to see what was going on. But apart from that, mostly just inside the blanket going, oh, God! Mm. It's my family on TV!
Whereas I'd cracked open a beer and was like loving the whole thing. But when you said...
Made a night of it.
When you, yeah.
Said
when,
the, yeah. I know.
Before that, let's
not forget my dad's elephant impression.
And Scott, we'll come to your dad, Pete.
Why would you do this?
Yeah, something you might see in the jungle, Pete.
Yeah, elephant.
An elephant. You do the sound of an elephant?
No! What? Right, okay, now Vernon knows exactly what he's doing. Go on. Hey, Mills' dad, go on, do an impression of an elephant. It'll be on primetime Sunday night TV on ITV1. This is going to be brilliant. But what do you say? You can't say no to Vernon Kay. My dad's nervous, so he goes ahead and does an impression of an elephant. No,
please don't.
Go on, let's hear your elephant, Pete.
Ow!
Okay.
Ow!
That's
sounds
Shakira.
Like Shakira. Ow!
And then the TV moment that I'm going to be remembered for forever.
Something you might see in the jungle.
Zebras.
Zebras. Oh, in the jungle?
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's not right, is it?
Now, I was thinking of Madagascar.
Right, okay.
That's my excuse.
Yeah, a bit different.
It's very hard when you're there. I know this is like the biggest cliche, but sure it is.
We've had
it's really hard when you're there. Shut up.
So many texts coming in with people just saying zebra.
Yeah, I know.
Zebra.
Well, what do you think my Twitter timeline's full of? Do you think I can get anything apart from a zebra right now? No, I can't.
It's like that old clip we once played with the guy who said turkey. You're the new,
I'm the new him.
Your biggest fear.
Every answer was turkey. Can we find that? I want to relive that again. It might make me feel better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, it's a good job I've got broad shoulders, isn't it? Okay, you can stop tweeting me zebra now. It's all fine.
I'm more obsessed now with your dad's elephant impression, to be honest.
Oh, we found the clip of the turkey guy. This is back in the day on Family Fortunes. Now, this is how this is when they used to do the contestants, and they were just like, you know, general public. Mm. And this is how they used to introduce them in the early 80s.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
Now, that guy, he doesn't know the contestant. He's the host.
Hello.
Nice
Hello,
to see
Bob.
You sober.
Nice
Hello,
see
Bob.
You sober.
Hello. Imagine if Vernon was like that.
Hello, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Kind of works. Anyway, check this guy out.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober. And, now, you've got 20 seconds on the clock. It will not start until I've asked you the first question. You're in a pretty good position, so if you get it right, you could walk away with a big lot of money. Already all set?
Yes, yeah.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Could be worse.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
Love him.
That's all he managed. The next one he did, he said Hurricane Higgins. And when he said that one had already been taken.
Makes me
three turkeys on the board.
Three turkeys. Oh, I've got something for you.
Yeah?
It's my dad doing Shakira.
So, not an elephant.
It's not. You're doing an impression of Shakira from She-Wolf, Dad. It really works. I hope my dad's not listening.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, Pete.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, good. So my dad is listening. My dad.
He's still a legend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least my dad gave no stupid answers.
Exactly.
Just did an elephant impression, which Vernon demanded. But it does fit really well into Shakira, doesn't it?
Mm.
Into that song. Do you want it once more?
Yes, please.
Okay. I might get my dad to... might get him to put it on this phone.
Or karaoke next time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The crowd loved it.
I know.
Now, also, why did the other team walk into the Bambaleo music?
Oh, yeah.
Did you
notice
that?
That's so true, yeah.
So the Davitskis walked onto Bambaleo, which is our song at the moment. Listen.
So, let's see where this Benidorm star unpacks her bags.
Bambaleo, Bambaleo.
Had nothing to do with that, but
so
everyone
weird.
On Twitter was like, why did they have Bambaleo as their walk-on music? 2 days to, you know what?
Bambaleo
Wednesday.
Crazy. I don't really want to dance to it right now.
No, it's not a thing for Mondays, I don't think. And as I told you last week, my dad does actually have a job. He just panicked and said that he didn't.
Pete, Paul, don't you shake your hand really stiff?
Very, very,
very
hard.
Firm. Yeah.
Strong man.
He is. Well, yes. What are you doing for a living, Pete?
Nothing.
There we are. That's your favourite bit.
I don't know why he did that.
I know. Just nervous, isn't it? At least he didn't say zebras. Anyway, well done, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Greg's on Real or No Real. It's a him special at 3:40. All about him.
This Taylor Swift thing that you're talking about, this tour from her mum, explain how and why. Like, it's weird.
Okay, so I went to see Taylor Swift on Saturday night and when I arrived, I was taken into this kind of area backstage, and in there, there was some food, and there was a popcorn machine, and like a drinks thing, like a fridge with some drinks in, and some tables and chairs. It was like a small circus tent backstage at the O2 Arena.
Right.
And everything was red, everything, because that's the name of her album.
Okay.
So it's all red.
So you're backstage,
backstage.
At this Taylor Swift concert.
Okay. And it was quite kind of ordered. They were like, okay, Taylor will be here in 4 minutes, 30 seconds, and you will line up and you will speak to her. I was like, okay, all right then. So as I walk in, I spot this lady. I'm like, wow, she looks really like Taylor Swift, but kind of in her 50s. So I joked to my friends, like, oh my God, Taylor even employs people that look like her. Turns out to be her mum.
Yeah. And so you've ended up talking to her mum?
No. So what happens is Taylor comes over, says, hi, everyone. Thanks for coming. I get a bit nervous. I still get really starstruck by people. So I'm like, so how long have you been in London? Which is my default question when I don't know whatever else to say.
Biggest pop star in the world, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. She was lovely. She was so sweet. And there's an amazing show as well. But I go, so what have you been doing? She's like, well, I've been here for 48 hours and I've watched, you guys have great TV. Do you know what she watches? Guess what Taylor Swift watches in her hotel room when she lands in the UK?
Oh, good game. Right. Well, she's got loads of time on her hands then, I take it.
Yeah, before the shows, because I think she arrived like Thursday. So she's pretty free until Saturday. A couple of sound checks before the gig.
I can't imagine Taylor Swift, say, watching normal TV. Like, you'd think she'd be all about the DVDs. You know what I mean? She wouldn't be about daytime TV.
What, she wouldn't just flick through the channels?
I can't see her watching
Jeremy Kyle.
Cash in the Attic.
No, I can't see that either. So I asked her what she's watched. Embarrassing Bodies was a favourite.
Oh, really?
Imagine everyone, Taylor Swift watching Embarrassing Bodies. Some of the stuff they have on there.
I think you've got to be a certain type of person and the girl to watch Embarrassing Body. I've given that show a go, watching that, and I struggle.
Definitely don't watch it when you're eating.
Yeah.
But she was like, why do these people don't go and see a doctor, but then they'll get it out on national television? I'm like, I don't know.
That's a good point.
We don't have that in America.
Is this your discussion with Taylor Swift?
Yeah. So our first thing we talk about is Embarrassing Bodies.
Brilliant.
Then I watched a bit of Made in Chelsea.
Oh, wow.
They have so much drama.
She'd be good on that.
It's not all, it's not real. Well, it's real, but it's kind of, some of the scenes may be staged for entertainment purposes. And then what happens? Oh, yeah. So she says, thanks, everyone, for coming. She does like a little mini speech. And then she says, and now here's my mom to give you the rest of the tour. Okay, so this is incredible. So one of the biggest selling artists in the world, her mum is showing us round backstage. Now, imagine if this happened with Britney Spears' mum. Well, that would be amazing.
But is this a thing that's done? I've never gone backstage like that.
No, this has never happened to me at all before in my life.
It's not a custom. It's not like a custom for the mother of the performer
to show
celebrities round.
No, it doesn't happen. But I'm like, this can't be her mum. because we were joking, it's like she's probably from Doncaster. She's like, had like, she's done 67 shows, but she's had to kind of keep up the pretense that she's Taylor's mum for that time. Oh God, we're nearly at end of tour. I can't keep this up for much longer.
Yeah,
and no, she is our actual mum. I checked.
How?
I looked her up.
Good.
Also, she's like, my name is Andrea, but you can call me Mama Swift. It was incredible. Also, I knew because we went to the side of the stage and there were kids in the seats screaming. And I was like, why are those kids screaming at us? It's because it was Taylor Swift's mum and they were all taking pictures of her on their phones.
It wasn't you?
No, absolutely not. She's famous. And what she does before the show is, apparently, I didn't see this myself, she walks around the crowd picking people out, and then those people get to have soda and pizza with Taylor after the show.
That's cool.
How good is that?
I like that she's involved.
But she knows everything. It's like a proper, proper tour. She's like, so Taylor has 11 outfit changes. There are 67 musicians. There are 300 dancers. She just reels it off. So she must do it at every single show.
Mm.
How good is that?
It's pretty cool.
Taylor Swift's
actual mum.
But I bottled it and forgot to ask Taylor to follow me on Twitter.
What about the mum?
Follows Greg. I'm following her now.
Well, the mum?
Yeah, mum's still not.
Give up on Taylor. Go for the mum.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Mums like me, don't they?
Do you know what? If you can get hold of the mum, you'll find out so much more.
Okay. Maybe Taylor or like some of her crew are listening at the moment. Can you have a word, please? Because this is getting
ridiculous. Oh, you're begging it now.
Am I begging it?
Yeah, because now if she doesn't follow you, you really are going to look like a mug. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because...
okay, no, don't. Okay, can you ask Taylor Swift's mum to follow me, please? It's kind of better. She did a great tour for us all on Saturday night. Do you know what I missed as well? So I stayed for Never Ever Getting Back Together. Then I left to avoid traffic. So that I missed like one song. I also missed the fan running on stage. That happened the night I was there. And what? Ed Sheeran was on as well.
I missed this. So fans run on stage?
A fan manages to get all the way on stage to hand Taylor Swift a note. Hey! They've got this thing called Twitter now. You can like message it anytime you want, and it's free.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I love pop star mums and dads.
Mm.
They're my fave. I think more mums and dads should do the backstage tour for their kids. Like massive stars I'm talking about now.
Right.
I'm saying Rita Ora's mum is quite fun.
I love that you know all about the mums.
Yeah.
They love you, don't they?
Yeah. Jeff Payne, off of Liam Payne, off One Direction. He could do the backstage tours for 1D. All right, sir, so here's the stage. And here's where the boys perform. I love Jeff. He's probably listening now. Hi, Jeff. What I like as well with pop star parents is they are absolutely having the time of their lives.
Mm.
I mean, when I saw Jeff Payne at the 1D movie premiere, he was showing me the pictures on his phone. He was like, there's me on stage last week at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It's like, Jeff, that's not normal. It's because your son is a multi-millionaire pop star. Most people don't get to do that. Here's me with, look at it, who it is, David Beckham. Look at that.
I do find it weird. I find it weird as well seeing family members on Twitter who have, like, I think it's Harry Styles' sister, who's got like a million followers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Twitter. It's crazy.
And off of Harry Styles' mum. So many followers.
Yeah.
Jeff's still going through his photos on his phone. That's me last week with Pharrell. Do you like that one? It's actually happened.
Legend.
No, Nolan Wellenborough. Justin Bieber's mum could not give a tour of the local police station. I'm sure he'll sort it out soon.
Mm.
Jiggity Puff. Busta Rhymes is next.
Oh, yes.
After 2:30. Chris has been busy on the phones today because it's all about Greg James for Access All Areas. Yeah, what have you been doing?
Well, I thought I'd just try and help him out, really, as it's his day. Like, drum up a bit of publicity for him, a bit of PR. I basically thought I'd appoint myself to be his agent.
Okay, does he know about this?
No.
So you're trying to help him out?
Yeah, I just thought it's his day. I'll step in just for one day only and help him out.
Okay, I haven't heard this, but we all will together after 2:30. Hello, Mills here. 1 hour till Greg James and the Greg James special, Real or No Real. Access All Areas. We're trying to get you to know more about inside Radio 1, including all the DJs this week. We're doing Access All Areas all month. There's loads of cool stuff coming up, more of which I'll tell you in a bit. So you've been trying to help Greg James out because it's all about Greg today. It's Greg's day.
Yeah.
He was on Call or Delete with Grimmy earlier. And so what have you got?
Well, I just, you know, as it's his day, we're trying to get, you know, he's been on every show.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a big help if I tried to drum up a bit of extra publicity for him.
Okay, so you are helping here, right?
Yeah. So what I thought I'd do is I would just take it upon myself to start representing Greg James.
Does anyone know about this?
No. But it all comes from a good place.
I know. I mean, Are you just trying to kind of get him out and about a bit, get him seen a few more places?
I think so. And then tomorrow I might do something similar with you and so on and so on. I just think it's a good thing that I can be doing right now. It's, you know, we want to kind of get everyone interacting with Greg James. So I thought I would do my bit.
I mean, this is your kind of contribution to Access All Areas.
I guess so, yes.
Sure.
I guess so. So what I thought I would do is sort of assume the role of his agent. Try and get a bit of publicity. So first thing I thought is he could do with getting out and about a bit more.
What, get a scene a few more places?
Yeah, exactly. I think that would help. So I thought I'd ring a PR company.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Good plan?
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know yet. I haven't heard it.
Hello.
Hello, are you the people that put on events?
We work on events, yes.
Yeah, I represent Radio 1 superstar Greg James.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
My name's Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from, Matt?
Cardle. I'm calling from London.
What company are you calling from?
Cardle Management.
Oh, Cardle Management.
We're a new one.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of you before. Who else do you represent?
Just Greg at the moment. We sort of share him with everyone else.
Has he left Tom, his
I don't know. I think he's just testing out our services.
Okay, and what are you doing for him?
So, basically, we were looking to get Greg at a number of different events.
Right, okay.
So I was just wondering what events you do.
What sort of events are you...
Well, he's willing to do absolutely anything. He's willing to put his name to anything at the moment. I had sort of visions of...
I've got one tomorrow, but I don't think it's really something that he'd particularly want to go to. It's the Oldie of the Year Awards. Would that be something...
What's that one? The Oldie of the Year?
The Oldie of the Year Awards. I mean, it's not something you'd want to go to.
We just want to get his name out and about a bit, really. Okay. Oldie of the Year Awards. Now, is he up for one?
No, it's not up for one, but it's just, you know, they have celebrities attending the event, but normally they're old. We've got, Terry Wogan hosts it, and then oldies go along, basically.
It sounds perfect. Okay, is there anything else that we can sign him up for?
Crofts. Crofts. We've got a celebrity and their dog lookalike competition. It's next month.
He hasn't got a dog, I don't think. Is that going to be a problem?
He could borrow a dog for that. It's not, it doesn't have to. It's just a celebrity sort of and a dog lookalike competition. So it doesn't have to be their dog necessarily, but a dog that looks like them.
And then what does he have to do? He's just got to stand there with the dog.
Yeah, have a picture taken, and then there'll be a winner. It's a competition. So, yeah, the best celebrity and dog lookalike.
Will the dog be DJing?
No.
Okay, but that could be a good idea.
Dogs can DJ, can they?
No, I just thought that you could have a picture of Greg DJing alongside a dog DJing.
Okay.
Be quite cool.
That would look quite cool, yeah.
And matching outfits.
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't really agree with dressing dogs up, though, so maybe not.
Oh, okay. Put him down for everything you've got, I think. Take everything as a yes.
Okay.
And we
should meet up, because I like to sort of meet people's agents, and as I haven't heard of you before, it'd be good to sort of meet up and see what your sort of thoughts are for Greg, what you're planning this year, and
absolutely. We've got loads of plans for him.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for your help.
All right, thanks.
Cheers,
Ed.
Bye.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Now they've got a job on their hands, because it's tomorrow. What?
I'm into it.
Oh, hi, God, Greg.
I'm into it.
Now they've got to find a dog that looks like you in 24 hours.
Easy. I'm really into it.
It's quite interesting, this agent malarkey, isn't it? Going about it. Anyway, I'm just trying to do my bit for you.
Well, it does prove that anyone can do it.
Now, can you please apologise to your actual agent, please? Because I don't want them emailing in, getting funny.
Don't worry. That was pretty proactive, that.
Or sign with me, because
that's what I mean.
Bin them off.
I'm getting you places.
Crofts.
You should have heard what else I did.
Did you get the other one? Oldie of the Year, hosted by Wogan.
Definitely interested.
I really wanted to get your name about, and I did something else.
Oh, are we gonna play this in a minute? Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. So
involves the press.
Are you enjoying Access All Areas so far?
Kind of.
Are you having a lovely day? Does it feel like your birthday?
Yeah, slightly worse.
All right, more on this in a minute. Oh, I'm so looking forward to Real or No Real with Greg today. It's your special day, Greg.
Yay!
You're going to be reading out the questions, which are about you, on Real or No Real, but you won't have seen them before. You just open the envelope and read what you see.
Have you seen them?
No.
Have you, Chris?
No, I haven't, no, so I'm as excited as you.
Not very excited.
3:40, that's going to be.
Oh, no.
Okay, alert, everybody, alert. That last call we made as Greg's agent, Dogs DJing, it's already been done. Just YouTube French Bulldog DJing. There's an actual dog on the decks.
It's an incredible thing to see because the guy DJing, he scratches a little bit and then the dog copies exactly what he's done.
Yeah, so dogs can DJ.
Wow, 2 million views.
Looks quite good, actually.
It would.
Why is he not getting?
Why is he not getting
more work? Well, yeah, exactly.
Also, why has he not got headphones on?
In new dogs we trust,
schoolboy.
New dogs we trust.
He hasn't got any headphones on.
Well, an idiot. He's obviously not DJing then.
How amazing would that be if we had an actual animal DJing on Radio 1?
Why is he not doing university gigs?
Should be.
Do you know what I mean? Getting down the forum in Hatfield.
It doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the money.
Why? Oh, he's a dog.
Just in his world, he's not there playing to a massive crowd.
It's like when they... What really annoys me on the TV is when I see people doing supposed radio shows with no headphones on. But you can't do that. You wouldn't be able to hear anything.
This dog is DJing better than Paris Hilton did in that video. Like, technically, he's not quite
hard.
Tight.
Okay, so we're trying to help Greg out, just get him out and about. So what have you got for me?
So this is a call I made. I thought a good way of generating some heat around Greg... and giving him some publicity was to ring a paper with a story.
Ah, oh, yes.
A story that made him sound really good.
Oh, no.
Trying to help you.
Hello, it's Abba.
Hello there. I've got a story I'd like to get in the paper about Greg James.
Okay, what's it relating to?
Basically, I represent Greg, and he's looking to do something quite special in the local area, so I just wanted to give you the story and
okay.
I hope that you will print it.
Yeah, do you have a press release, or do you want to give me some details now?
I can give you the details now if you've got a pen.
Yeah.
The headline is going to be, Local Hero Makes a Splash.
Right.
Or Local Hero Wades In.
Yeah.
Depends what you think is cleverer.
Okay, yeah.
Bishop Stortford has produced some incredible people, full stop.
Okay, have you got this fully written out?
Yeah.
Okay, could you send that over on an email?
Oh, can do. Let me just quickly talk you through it. Bishop Stortford has produced some incredible people. Austin Healey, Billy Joel, and even Russell Brand. But is Radio 1 DJ Greg James BS's greatest person ever? Not content with just entertaining the nation, rumours are that Greg James will announce that he will be pledging £250,000 of his own personal wealth to rebuilding the town centre paddling pool.
Oh, okay.
The news comes after a recent story which saw Greg James pursue and arrest a criminal that had only minutes earlier mugged a helpless elderly lady. James, used to multitasking whilst disc jockeying on Radio 1, pursued the fleeing criminal in his Nissan Leaf. Whilst calling the police safely on his Bluetooth headset.
When was this?
That was last week.
Right, okay.
The pledge of £250,000 we were hoping to get out today. When can you print this?
We'll look to get it done as soon as we can.
We're just trying to drum up a bit of publicity.
Yeah, sure.
Thinking about it, though, I'm just concerned with it being a local paper. This will be front page, I assume.
I honestly can't say. I mean, it'll be completely down to our editor.
Brilliant. All right, then. Thanks for your help.
Yep. All right, brilliant.
Brill, thanks. Bye.
Cheers.
I really hope we have called them back to tell them, haven't we? Because otherwise it's going to be on the front page of The Observer.
That's what I'm saying. We're getting your name out there, mate.
And legally binding.
That paddling pool does need a refurb.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's good of you to pledge your own personal wealth.
Yeah. £250,000.
You're such an ass.
Access on areas. It's all about you, Greg, baby. Here's Drake.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hi. This is Scott Mills. DJ Fresh is next. So today is all about Greg James on Access All Areas, getting to know Greg a bit more. Obviously, you listen to him every day, but... possibly some stuff you didn't know coming up at 3:40. on a Greg James reel or no reel. It's my day tomorrow, so I'm on in the morning with Grimmy playing Call or Delete. And also tomorrow, I've decided to invite a listener in to play Innuendo Bingo. And that person is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. So, Ben, I've noticed that you email a lot to the show. You always send in a lot of Innuendo Bingo suggestions, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You're one of those people that watches TV now in a completely different way, just waiting for the innuendos to happen.
Yeah, I'd completely do my family's head in with it. Completely.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got your email. So if you want, you can come in on my Access All Areas Day tomorrow and play Innuendo Bingo. What are you saying?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, cheers.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Chelmsford, Essex.
Okay, so we'll get you here tomorrow. And I think this will be one of our first ever listeners to play Innuendo Bingo, ever.
I think it is the first time.
That's pretty cool. So, Ben, we'll get you here tomorrow at 1.45 and as part of Access All Areas, where we get you to know Radio 1 a bit more. You'll come into the world-famous studios of Radio 1 and you'll be spat at high speed by my friend Chris here. All good?
It sounds good. Yeah, it sounds great.
Have you ever played Innuendo Bingo before?
I have done. I've tried it with my friends before.
All right. What, using the videos on YouTube?
Yeah, we whacked on one of your videos off of YouTube and didn't watch it, but we listened to it. And we got absolutely drenched.
Good. Okay, well, this is going to be next level drenching tomorrow, so get ready for it. We will see you, Ben from Essex, in the studio at 1.45 tomorrow. So many people are texting already going, oh my God, I'm so jealous of him. All right, so see you tomorrow, all right, Ben?
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right, be at 1.45. See you tomorrow, bye. Love you, bye.
Will do. Cheers. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James! It's Greg's day today on Access All Areas as you get to know the DJs and your favourite radio station a bit better.
What's your favourite radio station?
Radio 1.
I'm so worried about this today.
So here's how the Greg James Real or No Real special is going to work. And we're going to do it with each DJ this week. It's my day tomorrow, so I'm doing Call or Denise. I'm doing something on Fern's show. And then we're going to do my Real or No Real tomorrow. And I have to read out the questions.
This is good.
So what will happen is Greg has some envelopes. How many?
Four.
In front of him. He doesn't know what's inside. They're all facts, or maybe some made-up facts, about him. So me and Chris are playing along. You can play along as well at home. So we're playing the game, and Greg is reading out facts, but they're all about him. He has not seen these facts, and neither are we. So just basically choose an envelope, tear it open, and that you have to read it out. There's no kind of, I want to pass. Mm-hmm. You've just got to read it, okay?
You read it out, and then me and Scott will discuss whether we think it's real or no real.
And your production team...
It might not be real.
Your production team are very resourceful.
Aren't they?
They know a lot of my friends as well, which I'm worried about here.
Yes. So, I think we're all going to enjoy this. It's the Greg James special on Real or No Real.
God.
At the end of this, like the next 5 minutes of your life, you'll know Greg a whole lot better. And that's the idea of Access All Areas. So, Greg, if you'd like to pick an envelope, please, tear it open and then just as soon as you can, read what you see on the paper and we'll guess whether it's real or no real.
I like the envelopes gimmick as well.
Mm, thanks.
First one, here we go.
Okay. Read it in the voice.
Just read it.
Greg had to leave his 28th birthday early at 10 p.m. after becoming overtired, abandoning his friends and family who had to entertain a special guest, Sporty Spice, Mel C.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Okay, so this would be the last birthday, wouldn't it?
Mm. But why would Mel C be there? Oh, hang on a minute. You know you've got previous
He went up the Zambezi with her.
You took her up the Zambezi, didn't you?
And I seem to remember someone saying they spotted her at that party, which I couldn't make, unfortunately, so I can't verify if this is real or no real.
Okay. Now, normally the other Radio 1 DJ that peaks too soon often is myself, but I've not seen Greg that way before, I don't think. Quite commonplace for me to do it.
No, in fact, I remember on one of Greg's birthdays.
Normally holds it together.
He was there, it was like Last Man Standing, singing Mumford and Sons.
Hmm.
You know, when there was no music on.
As he does?
Exactly as you'd imagine him to be doing.
Okay, so 28th birthday.
No music on.
Mel C. and lots of friends and family there. And did you just bail and go to bed? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, well, he peaked too soon. Greg, but look at where your life's come, man. Like, Mel C, Sporty Spice, at your birthday party. potentially.
I know.
Huge. I'm going to say...
Were the rest of them there? Or just her?
Were there any other Spice Girls there? I'm going to go real with this. Scott? I've never seen him peak too soon, though.
No, I haven't. He's normally very good. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Oh.
Excellent.
To be fair to me, it was more like 11. It was pretty bad.
Oh, wow.
It was because I was excited and everyone turns up and was like, hey, shots. And I went, yeah, and just peaked. That was it. Game over.
Did you go to bed?
Yeah, went home. I was in the toilets for ages in said bar.
I like it when you leave your own birthday party and there's still people there, but you're not there.
Well, I was really worried the next day. I came into Radio 1 and went, oh my God, I'm sorry, did you have a good time yesterday? People were like, yeah, we had a great time, didn't leave till 2. Oh, how dare you? Yeah. When I leave, you leave.
Don't even remember you being there.
Should be like that, shouldn't it? When you leave your party, everyone should leave.
The only person who wasn't at my birthday was me.
Brilliant. Okay, so the next fact that might or might not be real, tear open any envelope and read it out. Here we go.
Massive envelope, please. Keen cricketer, Greg James takes being bowled out very badly and once threw such a strop that he overturned a trestle table belonging to the Bishop Stortford Women's Institute, spilling a fruit salad.
This is how it rolls in Bishop Stortford, from what I understand, Scott.
Mm.
I don't.
I've heard a lot of things about Bishop Stortford over the years.
What have you heard?
Well, I don't know whether this is true, and I don't know how I can say it in a kind of radio-friendly way.
Right.
But I've heard that a lot goes on there, if you know what I mean, in terms of cabin crew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Stansted Airport is a stone's throw.
And
just get on the 510, straight there.
And also, if you go out, let's say, on a night out in Stortford, I've heard that... you're very likely to meet some stewardesses or some stewards from the air.
Let's just say there's lots of little suitcases in the coat area.
Right. So you're saying then, if you did want to, there's a high concentration of
airline
staff, stewardesses.
Yeah. Every night out in Bishop Stortford.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So so it sounds like a good night out to me.
Oh, it was good when we were 17. Mm. So 18, sorry.
It's almost a good tip from you there.
Have you heard this before, Chris?
I've never read about this in any sort of travel.
Because of the proximity to the airport, a lot of things go on in BS. But
BS.
This
no BS.
This cricket thing, I don't really get. Do you? I can't see you having a strop about anything.
Really?
Well, Greg is proper into his cricket, and he does take it very, very seriously.
But why would the Women's Institute be involved?
Well, no, because he overturned seemingly a trestle table that, you know, the Women's Institute were just around then or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't see this happening. No real.
I can believe it up to a point, but then the Women's Institute thing sounds a bit far-fetched. But I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, right. Okay, I thought so.
I had to question it, though.
I know. Sorry, did I actually do that? One more? Okay, one more. Open the envelope.
Here we go.
Read it.
12,000 copies of the University of East Anglia's 2009 alumni magazine had to be pulped on Greg's request after a photo of Greg was mislabeled as Matt Edmondson.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a lot of copies.
I have heard Greg to have these kind of diva demands. These kind of outbursts.
This is a bit like when the one that doesn't speak, former producer of the show, went absolutely mental at me one day because we were at a radio industry party and they were taking pictures and I had a picture taken with the one that doesn't speak.
I know this.
And the photographer was like, can I just take your names to... the one that didn't speak couldn't hear this. Just take your name so we can put them below the photo. And... So I told him our names, but when the magazine came out, there's a picture of me and the one that doesn't speak having like a glass of champagne, and it said Radio 1, Scott Mills and Hugh Janus. He was not happy. But then obviously you got in before and pulped the magazines because they mistook you for Matt Edmondson.
Yeah.
Or did they?
It's an odd one, them getting confused between him and Matt Edmondson.
Don't look the same, really. No, I can't see it.
Whenever you say if this is true, by the way, this is outrageous. I'm assuming this is no real, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say real. Scott, if this is real, this is incredible.
I know. I mean, I've seen a new side to you if this is real. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, see, I knew it.
Got it.
And at the end of that Greg James special...
I'm disappointed we didn't find out
what's in here.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
There's one more. Surely we have to do it.
Should we just do it anyway?
You got 20, I got 10.
We'll do it quickly.
Let's just read out.
This must be like the worst one. When he was 18, Greg James was found by his mum and sister sitting on the front step of the house, shaking and holding a tennis racket after a bat had flown into his room.
That's so weird. That's blatantly real. Is it real?
That one is real.
Yeah. Bat in the room.
There was a bat in my room.
I think I might have been younger than 18. I was revising for exams. And
no one expects that in BS.
I turned around, there was a bat looking at me.
That's really weird. So tomorrow is my day on Access All Areas as you get to know us a little bit more. So tomorrow when we're on air at 1 o'clock, you can hear and watch what really happens when we're on. You'll be able to watch the whole show on the website, and in true Access All Areas style, you'll be able to hear everything that happens in the studio, even when the music is playing. You'll hear absolutely everything we say. Also, Ben, who's 18 from Essex, our listener, is playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow, 1:45. Scott Mills.